Never have an office romance. Apparently, it could be good for office morale. We'll get to that. And have you ever done it at work? Maybe you've gotten caught. Well, they've done new research, and they've studied some of the patterns from some Americans, right? And
yeah.
They studied about 2,000 people.
So they said that more than 1 in 10 people say they have actually, like, hooked up, like, gotten it on at work, which was shocking to me. Yeah. And I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, so look at 10 employees today, and you can be like, okay, I know at least one of you have
exactly.
been doing your Let's business see. Here in the workplace. How creepy is that? Some of them with their boss as well.
Really?
And yeah, and there was a good amount, like 1 out of 5, who say they've actually been caught in the act at work, which it terrifies me, obviously.
Of course.
I get how it can maybe like be a little bit exciting, but I'd be so nervous to be caught and for everybody to be talking about it or take photos. Like, you know, you get caught on some sort of like camera or something.
And you got to walk with your head down because everyone's going to find out. It's just so embarrassing.
And so they talked about that. So like getting it on at work, but they also talked about people dating other people at work and having like full-fledged romances in the workplace, which has happened with me before. Like not the hooking up part on the photocopier, but...
Okay.
I for sure like had a crush or like a little fling with a coworker before. And they said, of course, like it can be complicated and oftentimes it's a bad idea, but they said it can be really great for company morale. And at first I was like, that sounds kind of ridiculous. It sounds like a big mess to me. But when you think about the fact that it probably makes certain people like a lot more excited to go to work.
True.
The whole energy and vibe of the entire workplace is better because you get excited to go in there and see the person that you're crushing on, maybe put a little more effort into what you look like and you're enjoying your time while you're there a little bit more too.
But what I'm trying to, like, in your situation, I'm curious, what happened after? Like, if you have the fling and, you know, I'm trying to think of after the fact. Like, does it get awkward?
It can. And that's what the fear is. That is the fear, of course, is that you break up and suddenly things go from being really exciting at work to being a little bit disastrous. That luckily wasn't the case in my situation.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, it can get awkward. But, people get bored sometimes. So if you're single, they're thinking, you know, why not? Why not just like open the door and see what's going on, you know?
Back in the day, we almost got caught in at my old radio station. Not going all the way, but it was going in that direction and it was very nerve-wracking.
With who?
It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago.
Oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it, but I just, we were like, you know, and they were like, this is a bad idea. This is stupid. What are we doing? And then it was like, nope. Not going to happen ever again.
Wow.
Because that thought's going through your head. Like, what if, you know, if someone catches it, you're like, job, done, goodbye, finished.
I don't think you'd get fired. No.
Well, you don't think you'd be, like, reprimanded immediately?
No.
That's what I was worried about.
No, I think your boss would probably be just as awkward and be like, maybe don't make out at work, please. But no, I don't think that you're going to get fired necessarily, unless it's with your boss and he's married or something like that.
Old radio station I used to work at. Also, we set up cameras in the studio, and then we found on the cameras, it was an overnight guy, had someone come in, and it was on the camera.
Oh, see?
And you know what the worst part was? Like, we were watching it at the beginning, and then, you know, you go to turn it off, you're like, wait a minute, let me just watch a little more, and then we're like, no, okay, turn it off,
oh
turn
my
it off,
gosh, it off. How creepy. I remember there was, like, a man who was, like, hooking up, this happened in the States, he was hooking up with a coworker, and somebody saw it through an office building across the street, through the window, and posted the video online, and his wife found out that way.
No,
yeah, through the video.
No!
So you do gotta be careful. But maybe being fired isn't the biggest fear.
Just think twice, okay?